Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Fleet Week continues today in New York. Today's schedule featuring the annual parade of ships, and there are ship tours on several ships at various piers in Manhattan and on Staten Island. There are also concerts this afternoon in Times Square. Some early morning police activity in Brownsville. Police say they saw a dispute in front of a store at 3:30 in the morning. A man pulled out a gun, pointed it at a woman. Detectives gave chase, and a police car tried to cut the suspect off, and there was a collision. NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell.
These detectives were assigned in Brownsville for gang violence, some of violence. They were exactly where they were supposed to be and probably prevented a shooting tonight.
Police say a firearm was recovered. The suspect is in the hospital. Meanwhile, in Bushwick, a police-involved shooting overnight.
Police were finishing up a domestic violence call when a man tapped on their window. They were parked on Eldridge Street and Central Avenue, and they realized he was holding two knives. Chief of Patrol John Schell tells us cops first tried to tell him to put down the knives, and then things quickly escalated.
Both used their tasers. The tasers worked the first time. The male fell to the ground. He dropped one of his knives. He was able to get up with a second knife and did not listen to the warnings to stop and charge towards the officers.
Jorge lives in the area, and he tells us he tries to avoid being outside at night because of the crime.
Especially at that time of night, there's been some things in the past happening.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
Well, there'll be no casing the promised land for at least a week and a half. The show will not go on for Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. They had to cancel the concert last night in Marseille, France, because Springsteen has a vocal issue. The band's social media site says that doctors have determined that Bruce should not perform for the next 10 days. So that means postponements for the May 28th show in Prague and the June 1st and 3rd shows in Milan. Springsteen is 74. He postponed multiple shows last year due to a bout with peptic ulcer disease. And his millions of fans, me included, wish him a healthy and speedy recovery. Is New York City tourism recovering from COVID? A new report from the state controller Thomas DiNapoli says almost. The report indicates that visitor spending and related tax revenue have surpassed pre-pandemic levels, and the number of visitors will exceed pre-pandemic levels with a projected record 68 million visitors by 2025. In 2023, 62.2 million people visited New York City, just 7% lower than the 66.6 million who visited in 2019, but a smaller number of people, but they spent more money than the visitors did in 2019, and prices have risen over that time, translated more tax revenue. The 37th annual Los Cida Festival is underway with thousands celebrating on the Lower East Side.
Afro-Puerto Rican music blasted down Avenue C with live performances and food vendors bringing Puerto Rican flavors to Manhattan. Thousands of people are singing along, and David Soto is co-hosting today's event.
I love seeing all the faces. It's about celebrating diversity, so we have people from all over the world visiting Los Cida Fest every year, and it seems to be growing.
Yasmin Morales is dancing on stage and says today is a day for the whole family to enjoy.
This is a way to just reaffirm our presence in the neighborhood and share our culture with everybody here. We have programming for people of all ages. I'm going to be on stage myself with a group of women from Puerto Rico.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.